Thank you, Marlon. And all in Going Green Cafe and Zero Waste Refill Store. Finally, we're moving to Gina now. Gina, I'm going to come to you and discuss the role and relevance of social enterprise in promoting equality. Now, you're with Back to Work Connect, like everybody else. Give us a brief overview of what that is.
So Back to Work Connect is an education and employment career hub that has been specifically designed to help women get back to work after a career break. So our career hub connects users with the support, skills and job opportunities they need to re-enter the workforce in a meaningful and financially viable manner.
So for people who are just out there and after 10 years or 12 years rearing family or whatever it is, caring for somebody, whatever the reason is, they had to come out of the workplace and go, I would love to do something. But like everything, they go to a person and go, I don't know, where will I go? Who will I ring? Do you know anybody who's looking for somebody? Instead of that, it's much more kind of a focused career approach.
Well, we have a Skills for Success is one of our programs that we run. And a part of that, there's 12 webinars that we do. We do one once a month. And they cover areas like, confidence building and CV writing. And we have CV review clinics and mock interview clinics. We also do, finding your purpose. What is it that you want to do? Why are you coming back? And understanding your why allows you to, decide which path you're going to go down. So is it back into education or is it into employment? And the understanding your why is the key to success. And we know that for many women who are out of the workforce, education is the step back in. So we partner with, education providers across Ireland and with Springboard that offer, real opportunities for jobs that are actually in the market. So our platform is developed so that we have a jobs board, we have a course directory, and for every job that's live on our jobs board, it's linked to relevant training. We know that particularly for women, when they're coming back, that they research things for a long time. And every time they see, if I want to be in marketing, well, I know where I can take this training. I know where I can go to upskill. And so everything that the platform has been developed around is to support the unique set of challenges that women face when they come back to work. So our career coaches will help them with the deciding what their why is.
And you mentioned two C's in that kind of is relevant in my world and communications training, everything else I keep coming up against, especially with women. And it's like, I really wish if we could find that golden nugget for the confidence issue, that especially somebody who's been out of work. So but I'm going to go to the CV. I'm sure when somebody thinks, God, I've got to get a CV done, oh, mother of sweet divine, where do I start? Is that one of the huge issues?
Absolutely. And it's being able to embrace the career gap and being able to say, this is what I did, but I haven't been doing nothing in my career gap, that I have gained all of these life experiences, that I have managed a household, or I've been on the GAA, committee, or I've mentored. So every experience you have outside of the workforce is still valuable experience that you will take into employment. But it's about being able to put it on a piece of paper, and it's about being able to, connect with employers who can see the value of midlife workers, who can see the value of women who are mature and experienced and, who are loyal. And I suppose there is this preconceived notion of what a returner means, and it means that they're not really, they only want a part-time job, and that's not the case for everybody. Some women want to come back and absolutely have a full-time career. Some need the flexibility because childcare is so expensive, but it's about finding the right fit for each individual and that it's meaningful and it's financially viable for them to do it. We're not putting people back into employment where it just doesn't suit their family life. Balance is the key.
And how do you build confidence? I mean, that is that, because it sounds like you may have jumped upon the golden nugget, but have you a secret?
No, I think, I think when we do community, we had a mindset group where, everybody was in a community and we had breakout rooms and they were able to tell their story. And then somebody else said, that's exactly how I feel. And this idea that it's a community and people understand the challenge that you face. The practical things like the CV review means that when you're sending out your CV that you're putting your best foot forward. The communication and the confidence clinic is just the simple steps that you need to take. It's not it's not a quick fix. It is a process and you have to start at the beginning, but it's making the decision to come back, to find us, to access the supports that are there. It is a journey, but it's taken the first step.
How is Back to Work Connect promoting equality?
So our goal is to advocate for midlife workers, for female workers. So we work with employers who are open to age and gender diversity in the workforce, who can look past the career gap. They can see the individual for the skills they have. They look past this, the age, and they say, well, this individual is mature and experienced, and they see the value and that they openly advertise that this is a return or open position. But what return or open position means that there is some level of flexibility, because, you know, most returners need some level of flexibility. COVID is great in the sense that a lot of employers went remote overnight, so there's no excuse now for this, you know, for there not being remote working. And we feel that this is the big game changer, that, you know, people who were out of work because they had to drop the kids to school and be back on time, with remote working, these opportunities should open up to a much wider audience than they were before.
Now, you're relatively a new social enterprise. So coming into the Social Enterprise Development Fund, how did it help you and your social enterprise?
Yeah, so, I mean, like James said, like, every penny makes a huge difference when you're a startup social enterprise. For us, we looked at the social impact framework, the impact framework measurement, and it allowed us to look at everything we did to see what it was we were doing, how we were going to help people, and what a benefit it was going to have. So we literally took it piece by piece. What did we do? What did we need to do? And being able to measure our impact was able to then look at the return on investment for our sponsors and for our customers, to say that we are making an impact. To our employers, you are making an impact on helping women get back into the workforce. We know there's a huge gender pay gap. We know there's, you know, there's huge problems with women in senior management roles. And if we don't actively advocate for them, you know, it'll just go. And we have a massive skill shortage in Ireland, globally. And these people are the key to that shortage.
And those employers are getting extremely good assets into their companies.
100%. And, you know, I often look at, sort of, in Ireland, we have over 100 companies that have graduate programs, which are hugely valuable. But there's 5 who have returner programs. So what we need to do is we need to get these companies to look at returners in the same light. They don't need as much hand-holding, but they need a certain amount if they've been out for a while, and they need just that little bit of encouragement to take, you know, to apply for the job and to take the role on.
And a comparison to graduate programmers, they will not ring up on Monday morning and go, I'm not feeling very well. Yes. A word from you, as in, we'll say, advice to people out there who are looking at that new fund now for 2022-23. What would you say to them?
Go for it. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Don't lose heart. It does take a few goes to get your message right, to get your pitch right. It doesn't come naturally to a lot of people. It certainly doesn't come naturally to me. We applied for this countless times before we got it. So just to keep at it, if it's worth it, it's worth doing right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Una.
Thanks,
and thank you, James. Thank you so much for coming into us today live. So, for me personally, it's great to be with people. It's so good. It's so good to be with people, not just my dog and my family. So.